serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
That's right, we're at The Ridge tonight live for the CSE Sports Radio Roadshow, and we have a great guest lineup tonight, as I mentioned. Jake Norris from the CSE football team, Kinsey Smith, women's golf, women's wrestling, Garrett Gilkey, former Eagle offensive lineman and NFL Cleveland Brown and Tampa Bay Buccaneer. We're going to start it off with a guy we always enjoy talking to, Brett Hunter, head coach of the Eagle wrestling team. And, Coach, how are you doing tonight? I know you're getting ready for that season. You've got to be excited.
Yeah, Dave, things are going really well, and I'm excited to be here and appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. Let's start off with, the season's approaching. Where are you at in your preseason and getting things ready, getting the team ready to go? How's everything headed in that direction?
So this is our last week of preseason. Friday will be our last day. We kick things off. Sunday is our official first day of practice of our in-season.
Okay.
Preseasons went really well. We had some things we wanted to address. And the first thing was team. Last year, we didn't have the opportunity to do some of the things we wanted to do in terms of our team, build that culture and that family atmosphere, and we've done a good job of that. And, in terms of our program and this team, it just feels different, and I'm really excited about this program and where it's headed.
How difficult was it in the COVID season? You mentioned you didn't get to build some of the culture and the team stuff you wanted. You know, what did you really want to try to accomplish and keep everybody together or build that during COVID and some of the difficulties you had to go through?
It was extremely difficult, with our sport more than anything, because we had to work in pods, groups of four throughout the practice, and have multiple practice each evening, and made things a lot, real difficult. And just kind of navigating through that, and I'm glad that things are a little more normal right now for us and where we are in terms of our program.
Absolutely. Coach Brett Hunter on the road show first up tonight on the stage here at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. Tell us about the schedule. You got practice coming up officially starting. What do you guys have to lead things off schedule-wise and some of the big matches you have this year?
Yeah, so schedule-wise, we're excited about our schedule. Obviously, in our sport, Division II in the RMAC, we have the opportunity, we can schedule our own schedule as coaches. We work to schedule together instead of having RMAC people come in and schedule for us. So we're going to kick things off November 1st at home against Northeastern Junior College and kind of see where we're at. And then that following week, we're at the Big Red, wrestling University of Nebraska, and we did that, I think it was 2 years ago. Great opportunity for our guys. And
yeah, you got to love playing and playing, competing against the Big Red in Nebraska, and you guys get so much out of that, I'm sure, don't you?
Yeah, they treat us well. Mark Manning, head coach at Nebraska, does a good job, treats us well, and great hospitality, and we're excited about wrestling those guys. And in terms of the rest of our schedule, we'll go to some opens, which we weren't able to last year. These younger guys can get some matches, and then we kind of get into our RMAC schedule, and obviously how difficult that is, but we're excited about our schedule.
Who do you look at in the RMAC as being the big teams that you're going to compete against, some of the teams you're going to really, who's going to be strong in the RMAC this year that you're really kind of pointing towards?
I think returning RMAC champs, Colorado Mesa is going to be good again. Colorado Mines is always good.
Yeah.
And I think the front runners, in my opinion, is probably Western Colorado. They gap-yeared all their starters last year. So it's going to have a completely different lineup than they had last year. And I think they'll be, one of the better teams in the RMAC this year.
And when you say gap-year and looking at kind of how rosters are structured with COVID and getting extra years, do you think there's going to be a lot of teams that will kind of play with and flex that roster and try to align things up, whether it be maybe hold some people for next year, or did they compete as many as they could last year? Do you think there's going to be some of that, some gamesmanship in there to try to slot things up to make it a better chance for an RMAC championship?
I think so. I think for us, we're going to wrestle whoever's the best guy. We're finally getting to a point where we feel comfortable with two or three deep at each weight, that we feel like we can, if our starter goes out, that we can throw in our backup and he's going to do just as good. But I think we're going to all decks on the table, and we're going to go out there, and I think everyone's going to do that and present their best team out there.
You bet. Coach Brett Hunter, Eagle Wrestling, head coach with us on the road show tonight. Looked at the schedule a bit, talked about practice. Coach, who to watch this year. Tell us about some of the individuals who, you know, fans can really expect maybe to have a big season, maybe be leading the team, look for some RMAC championship type of caliber guys.
Yeah, I think in terms of the returners we have, we got a guy, Rowdy File, who was nationally ranked last year as a true freshman. He's back. He's going to be in a different weight class. He'll be at 184 pounds this year to begin with anyways. You look at Eli Hinojosa, who was a match away from going to the national tournament last year. And we have some veteran guys, like you have Joe Ritson, you have Joe Taylor, Mason Watt, Preston Renner. We have some guys that are there, just haven't made that next step yet, and we're excited about those guys, along with this recruiting class is a very talented recruiting class, brought in a Division I transfer. Our freshmen look extremely good up to this point, and all around, I'm excited. It's just a different feel than any other team I've had in the last 9 years, I'm really excited about that. Does not mean that it'll translate to more wins necessarily this year, but I really like this group, and they worked their tails off, and it's shown up to this point.
When you say a different feel, is it in the mindset they've come in with, or the way that maybe they were taught wrestling in high school and what they're bringing in and some of the skill? What is that feel?
I think a little of both. I think the freshmen that we brought in this year are higher caliber kids. I think our veteran group has matured and taken that next step. And I think this freshman class really has driven everyone. They came in wanting to get workouts and start going right away, and we've never had freshman group. And it probably guilted the older guys to jump in and start, hey, we better start working. These freshmen are going to work us. And so,
yeah.
It's just a different feel, which is exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I always like to ask coaches, when you get the freshmen in and you have to show them the difference between high school and college level sports, like, what are some of the things that you really point out to them about, all right, guys, it's time to step up. We're at the college level now. What do you typically have to show them most that's different in bringing their game up to this level and being able to compete highly?
I think to compete at this level, consistency, and I think the freshmen will struggle with that. The good and bad days, not having the roller coaster, just trying to live in the moment, type thing, and that's the biggest challenge for them is not the highs and lows, just trying to be consistent in their training, in their lifestyle, in their sleeping patterns, nutrition, those type of things, and that's what makes our sport so difficult, all the X factors involved in that.
You bet. Brett Hunter with us, Eagle Wrestling Head Coach. And there's another wrestling program now here in the athletic department. Coach, the women's program, just some thoughts from you on CSC adding that new sport side by side right there with you. Got a women's wrestling program.
Yeah, man, that's exciting news for Chatham State, something that we've wanted to make happen. Didn't know if it was doable. The administration and everyone involved did a good job in terms of that. Coach Jeffrey has done an amazing job. Great guy to work with, side by side. I work with him on a day-to-day basis. Just adding the sport, I think they're going to do an excellent job. I think it helps our program. We'll help their program. And the biggest thing we'll do is we want to continue to work together and not have two separate programs and make sure that, tomorrow we have some plan that we're going to work out together. And just do stuff like that, I think, is important to not separate each other and just stay connected.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the collaboration and with the differences of men's and women's wrestling. Is it pretty easy to collaborate and find some benefits in that? Is it a challenge to be able to do some of those things, knowing there's a little bit of a difference there?
Yeah, there's a challenge for sure. I mean, you're looking in terms of just the practice in general. The two different wrestling styles. One's folk style, one's freestyle, right? They have 6 girls on the team right now. We have 30, but when you look outside of the practice room, there's things that we can do and we're going to continue to do in terms of just that culture and team bonding type deal. And then Coach Jeffrey, he'll continue to work with our guys, and I'll work with his girls and show technique and just make sure that culture is just fluent and works well for both of us.
Awesome. Coach Brett Hunter, we've got him for a few more minutes here on the Road Show down live at the Ridge in Chadron. Fans, come on down. Big show tonight. several guests on tap. And, Coach, you're a half marathon finisher now. I saw talked to you before the show last time, found out you're turned into a long-distance runner. How was that race for you? Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, my first, and I'm not as seasoned as you are. You know, the preparation was probably the toughest point. I think I've logged 450 miles since March. I've always had to run because a coach told me to. So this was more of along the lines that I chose to run, and you know, I've really enjoyed it. And my experience in Jackson Hole was a challenging course, being at elevation.
Yeah.
Running solo, you know, it was great because my wife and kids were able to go, and my parents were able to go for that support system. And, you know, it was just a good experience for me, and I'm glad I was able to do it.
Yeah, it was kind of an experiment. First time you ever did it experience.
Sure.
Yeah, to see if you want to do another one. And before we jumped on the air, I asked you, are you going to run another one? That's always a big question. And you told me?
Yep. I want to expand, eventually do a full marathon and kind of see where that goes.
All right. Well, you got more guts than me on the full. I'm happy at 13.1 mileage-wise. I don't know if I could do 26.
Yeah.
And so you said you ran in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, right?
Yes.
And just the scenery, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was truly amazing and something we all, as a family, we definitely want to go back, and whether I run or not again at that marathon, we just definitely want to go back and visit. It's unbelievable.
Is this something you're going to add into your training program for the Eagle wrestlers now? Hey, you got to go out and run 8 today, or you got to get that long distance work in? I don't know their reaction. It might not be as favorable as you or I.
Yeah, trying to get 3 to 4 miles out of them is tough enough, so I don't think we'll get the 8 to 9 to half marathons in there.
Right. All right, Coach Hunter here on tonight's show. Coach, any final thoughts as you get ready to go into the season? Where it's been great to have you on the program tonight and learn about your half marathon experience and this year's wrestling team.
Yeah, I just appreciate all the support. I just appreciate your support, and you know, we just hope to have everyone there on November 1st and support our program along with the women's program this year.
Yep, and the Black and Cardinal scrimmage again, right, in October?
We're not going to do that.
Okay.
Too close to competition, and we're going to push that back, hopefully later in November or December.
All right, so come out for the first official event of the season and then go Black and Cardinal in November.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Coach Brett Hunter, head wrestling coach of CSC. We appreciate it, Coach.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with much more of the CSC Sports Roadshow here live at the Ridge in Chadron. And it's presented by Security First Bank. Remember the specials, breakfast for dinner, Whiskey Wednesdays tonight. Got a nice crowd and some great guests coming on the show here tonight. Kinsey Smith is going to join me next, women's golfer, women's wrestler. We also have Garrett Gilkey and Jake Norris all coming up.